Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, today it was Hillary Clinton's turn. She just wrapped up a major economic policy address in Warren, Michigan. Clinton talked about trade and job creation, but much of her speech was a full-throated attack on Donald Trump and the economic plan he presented on Monday in Detroit.
He hasn't offered any credible solutions for the very real economic challenges we face. Now, those challenges emerged long before the Great Recession, and they have persisted through our recovery. There is too much inequality, too little upward mobility. It is just too hard to get ahead today.
That's Hillary Clinton speaking a little earlier today in Warren, Michigan. So let's get a couple of perspectives on Hillary Clinton's address and the plan she put forth. Joining us to do so is Simon Johnson. He's professor of global economics and management at MIT. He's the co-founder of the economics blog, thebaselinescenario.com. He's also served as chief economist for the IMF. Simon Johnson, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. Well, we are also joined by Diana Furchgott-Roth. She's director of Economics 21 and senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute and former chief economist of President George W. Bush's Labor Department. She's also an unpaid advisor to Donald Trump. Diana Furchgott-Roth, welcome to you as well.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, first of all, let's just start off right with a couple of questions that Hillary Clinton herself asked today in Warren, Michigan. She asked, you know, voters to ask themselves which candidate has a real plan to create good-paying jobs, who will restore fairness to the economy, and who will really go to bat for working families. Diana, did you hear anything in the remainder of her speech that made you think that Clinton is that candidate?
Well, no, she wants to raise taxes, which is going to diminish economic growth, and she wants to have more government spending. We've had 8 years of relatively high taxes and high government spending. We've had stimulus program after stimulus program, and our economy now is growing at about 1%. It was growing at about 2% after the recession, which for post-recession growth is practically a historic low. The share of Americans looking for work or employed is at 1978 levels, before the millions of women moved into the labor force in the 1980s. We need to stimulate the economy without spending more money.
Well,
and the best way to do that is lower taxes, which is Donald Trump's plan.
So I definitely want to come back to the taxes question. But when you're talking about government spending, I mean, Clinton today talked about, for example, she specifically mentioned an infrastructure bank, creating an infrastructure bank to get private funds actually off the sidelines and into public investment. And in that case, she said $25 billion in government seed funding. So there's some government money, but that could unlock more than $250 billion. And in her words, quote, get the country moving on our infrastructure plans. Is that not a positive use of government spending?
I think spending, and it's very easy to call it an investment, but when you look at what's being spent, and it's these politicians, as Donald Trump says, these feather-bedding politicians who are deciding what gets spent, and they focus on what's in their own districts, then no, I would say it isn't. Remember the shovel-ready projects under President Obama? That did not get us out of a recession. If a project is worthwhile, then a private sector group we'll figure out how to do that.
Mm. Simon Johnson, your response to that?
Well, first of all, Meghna, I think we have to remember the context here. Why did we have a Great Recession? Why did we lose so many millions of jobs? Why have wages been depressed for a decade? It's a massive financial crisis caused primarily by a great deal of financial deregulation, taking the rules out of finance. What does Donald Trump propose on finance? That seems a fair question. What does Hillary Clinton propose? Mr. Trump is proposing to basically strip out even more financial regulation, to go back, I would say, beyond what was done under George W. Bush, which itself was a disaster. And Mrs. Clinton, on the contrary, is saying that we need to have better regulated finance. This is why jobs haven't grown. This is why wages have been hit so hard. You've got to confront the power of finance and the concentrated power of finance. And on top of all this, Mr. Trump's main idea is a massive tax cut for rich people. This defines fiscal irresponsibility. Again, George W. Bush did a really bad job on the budget. I'm sorry, those are the numbers. The government debt spiraled under George W. Bush. Mr. Trump is suggesting to push it much further than even the worst days of George W. Bush.
Well, I want to talk about the different kinds of regulation that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump spoke about on Monday. But Diana, let me turn back to you and just get your response to what Simon Johnson said about Donald Trump's plans to deregulate further deregulate the financial industry.
Sure, and government debt has also spiraled even more so under the presidency of President Obama. And I think it's noteworthy that we have had interest rates at practically zero. The Federal Reserve has set interest rates at practically zero, and yet our gross domestic investment is down. We have very low investment. The last GDP numbers came in with very low investment, even at zero interest rates. And financial regulation needs reform. Donald Trump isn't proposing to repeal it all. He's proposing to reform regulations to make them more burdensome. And it's very significant that we have basically regulated lending out of existence. We have very little lending, very little investment, and this at zero interest rates. We need another way. People are worse off than they were 8 years ago, not better. They want a different tack. They don't want more government spending and high taxes. We need to try lower taxes, as in the Donald Trump plan, and also House Speaker Paul Ryan's plan also. They're very similar tax plans. They would stimulate the economy. There's no need for us to have the highest corporate tax rate in the industrialized world at 35% when the OECD average is 25%.
But are you saying
we
that,
need change?
Are you saying that we should go back to the level of regulation in the financial sector that we had before 2008?
There are things that we can do with higher capital standards that would make some of this regulation unnecessary. But it's clear that what we have is not working. Your listeners aren't interested in the specifics of Dodd-Frank and what's wrong with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, but they do know that.
I do think they are actually interested, to be perfectly honest. I'm sorry to interrupt you here. I'm just looking at the clock, and I don't want to run out of too much time before we talk about a couple of the aspects of what Hillary Clinton said today, because I mean, much of her address was aimed at addressing what she believed were the concerns of working people. I mean, she was at a company in Warren, Michigan, that she said had pivoted from being an automotive supplier to an aerospace company, essentially, and she talked about one aspect of her plan for using the federal government to help boost job creation. I mean, she talked about, she said on day one, presuming if she were to be elected, she said, we will work with both parties to pass the biggest investment in good, new paying jobs since World War II, putting Americans to work building and modernizing our roads, bridges and tunnels, railways, ports and airports. Now, Simon Johnson, in a sense, there is some overlap between what Hillary Clinton said there and things that Donald Trump has said about investing in American infrastructure. In either case, though, I don't think I'm hearing where's the money going to come from? Your thoughts on that?
Well, I would disagree on that. I do agree that both sides are agreeing on the need for more infrastructure spending, and I think that is a reasonable part of the agenda going forward. I think Hillary Clinton is offering, well, according to the assessments that have been done by independent people, Hillary Clinton is offering a much more fiscally responsible way to do that, including with some taxes, yes, on rich people who've done incredibly well over the past couple of decades. Donald Trump's fiscal plans, and these are written down very well. I understand he's trying to scale it back, walk it back a little bit right now, but his fiscal plans, and by the way, the fiscal plans of Paul Ryan, amounts to massive tax cuts for rich people, much bigger deficits, and a lot more debt. This is repeating exactly the same combination of economic policies, along with complete financial deregulation. Donald Trump has said repeatedly he wants to repeal, dismantle Dodd-Frank. This is the policies that George W. Bush pursued from 2000 to 2008. What did that lead to? The largest financial crisis since World War II and disappointing performance of millions of Americans. Donald Trump is offering to repeat the same, and I think probably in a worse fashion. So I'm not sure why that anyone would find that appealing.
Diana, let me get a response from you on that.
Well, Donald Trump's rallies are absolutely packed. He got more primary voters than anyone else. Hillary Clinton got fewer. I mean, he got more primary voters to come out and vote than in 2008. So his plan is obviously very popular. The top half of the income distribution pays 97% of the taxes. So to have any tax at all, it has to benefit upper income individuals. But that stimulates the economy. It creates jobs for people across the spectrum. And we have tried job creation through infrastructure spending over the past 8 years. And we have labor force participation rate at 1978 levels. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that the overall unemployment rate, including discouraged workers, is close to 10%. So the past 8 years have not been a success. More of the same is not going to work.
So
we need a different tack.
Before we fully run out of time, and I'm watching the clock here, so my job is to be sure we get to the finish line. And there's so much to discuss in so much detail.
You know, can always have us back.
I would be actually delighted to have both of you back at some time in the near future. But there's one other aspect of sort of the big chunks of what it takes to stimulate an economy that, in a sense, there is agreement between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, because both on Monday and when Trump spoke in Detroit, and today when Hillary Clinton spoke in Warren, Michigan, both of them came out full-throatedly against the TPP, for example. They have both been speaking very critically of trade agreements. I mean, Hillary Clinton reiterated today that she doesn't support TPP if it is harmful for American workers. Now, this is something that my guess is that neither of you think is such a good idea, this specific talk about scaling back America's trade agreements around the world. What do you make of the fact that there seems to be some overlap between the two nominees here? Simon, let me start with you.
Well, I've been saying for a long while now that you shouldn't sign up to TPP unless it really is a good agreement, and I've had concerns about this, and I think Secretary Clinton shares those concerns, so I'm glad she's not ready to sign it. I think there is a big difference in their policies towards trade, because Donald Trump has said he's going to impose large unilateral tariffs on China and on Mexico, and he's also going to deport a lot of people. I mean, this is a trade war and a massive disruption to production and employment in the United States, along with whatever kind of police state is going to actually make that work. That's a big hit to the economy. I'm sorry. The plans as put forward, and Mark Zandi of Moody's has done a good analysis of this, the plans as put forward by Mr. Trump are going to lead to a big destruction of American jobs. So this is George Bush on steroids, I'm afraid, much more damaging than the devastating financial crisis and recession that we got from George Bush's policies. We'll get that and a lot more with Donald Trump, including because of his trade policies.
Well, Diana, Hillary Clinton today said, she said, quote, "And Trump, he may talk a big game on trade, but his approach is based on fear, not strength." And then she went on, I mean, she was talking to a Michigan audience, so she went on to say, "Right now, thousands of Michigan companies are exporting billions of dollars of products around the world. We want them to sell even more and create more jobs here at home."
Right. Michigan has a lot of advanced manufacturing, as does Boston, by the way. That exports very, very successfully, and it's in big demand. Donald Trump is in favor of fair trade. And just as an example of what's unfair, every year in April, the U.S. Trade Representative puts out a report called a Section 301 report that identifies which countries are stealing United States intellectual property. We are one of the leaders in the world of intellectual property. And this is a thick report that documents countries such as China and Russia, and we are doing nothing about it. We are doing nothing to stop this theft of intellectual property, and that's something that has to be addressed. We have the trade agreements, but we don't enforce them. We let these countries just run away with our property.
Well, I definitely look forward to having both of you back on the show, because there's so much more to discuss about the economy. Diana Furchgott-Roth is Director of Economics 21 and Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. She's also an unpaid advisor to Donald Trump. Pleasure to have you. Thank you so much.
It's great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me on.
And Simon Johnson, Professor of Global Economics and Management at MIT and former head of the Economic Counselor of the International Monetary Fund. It was a pleasure to have you on Radio Boston, Professor Johnson. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back in a moment. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.